Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
New England Nightly News.
Oh, look at these things. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Oh, boy. This concert was last night. And I already feel like the story is just gone a million miles. I mean, it's out of control now. I mean, there's no point in even really. I guess this is technically piling on, but it's not like I can just ignore this. People care about this. People care about what happened at that concert last night. People have opinions on this, guys, on these two people from this company I never heard of, and I still now don't understand what the company does. I had someone explain it to me, and then I went to their website, and I read their description of what the company is, and I still have no idea what this company does. And it's AI. It's something with AI. Something with AI data management, I think. I honestly have no idea. It's so far over my head, I would sound like an idiot if I even tried to talk about it. But I'll tell you, and I said this in the crossover, what astounded me about all this was the fact that I don't consider myself to be particularly famous. I don't think I'm a famous person. Like, some people recognize me very rarely when I'm out and around town. Like, when I'm in a game or something, people might recognize me more just because, you know.
You're local famous.
The show, yeah, right. Like, we have the shows up on the Jumbotron sometime at Fenway. Like, you know, it's cool. And that's once in a while, like, I'll get that. It doesn't happen very much, but sometimes it does. And it's very nice when it happens, by the way. If you ever see me out, don't feel like, oh, I can't talk to him. Come right up. I welcome that. I think it's very nice. I love talking with my people. But I don't consider myself particularly famous. I think I'm more famous than this CEO of this company. I think. I mean, maybe I'm not, but I think I am. Most people listening right now probably also think that. I've been on the air in Boston for 10 years.
I know you, and I've never heard of this guy.
Right. You know, I've been on the air in Boston for about a decade. Not quite that long full time, but, a while. Some people know me. They found this guy so fast. They found him. They found her. They found the coworker who was there with them laughing on the side, which was the funniest part of the video, by the way. There was a lot of funny parts of the video. The initial reaction, hilarious. The way that she sort of spun off to the side and he just, I don't even know how to say it. He like receded into the aisle as the camera hit them. Which, as many people have said, oh, if you had just stayed there, if you didn't do all that, then no one would have found out. You're right. Like, no one would have found out. I don't know about that. I mean, it was a big concert. A lot of people at that concert. And there was a lot of people looking at the screen. And if you looked up at the screen and you saw that, you'd be like, oh, whoa, who was that? And if you happen to know one of those people or whatever, you'd say, hey, I know that guy. Like, you know, but that's like a 10% chance of that happening, maybe. Not zero, but it's like maybe a 10% chance someone's going to recognize you like that at a concert. But now everybody in the world knows these people. I'm not going to say their name. If you want to look up their names, you can go do it. But I'm not going to pile on that much. everybody knows these two now. And you want to know why? You want to know why this took off the way it did? You want to know why this is happening? This is my theory. You're not going to like it. I guarantee you're not going to like this theory. This is happening because of Jeffrey Epstein. Let me explain. I know. But let me explain. The reason why this is happening because of Jeffrey Epstein is because we were promised a public shaming. Were we not? Were we not promised a public shaming? We're going to release the list and we're going to have everybody on the list. We're going to take them out into the town square and we're going to flog them. You know, we're going to release these names. Everyone's going to know these names. And then all of a sudden, we're not going to release the names. And then all of a sudden, there are no names and there's no list. And then all of a sudden, what do you mean? What list? What's a list? And then all of a sudden, the Democrats made the list. I don't want to make this political. I honestly don't. I'm trying not to here. Okay. But just the fact that that was all promised and this was going to be a thing that we were all as a community. And listen, whether you are a liberal or a conservative or what, we all agree Jeffrey Epstein, bad guy, right? I think we're all in agreement on that one. We all agree that that is a bad guy. Okay. I know this is a controversial statement I'm making, but I think I'm on pretty solid ground making it.
Yes.
Thank you, Mad Dog. That crosses party lines, and very few things do these days. Jeffrey Epstein, we can all agree. It's like the Crips and the Bloods holding up their bandanas. We all agree, bad guy. That could have united, that list coming out, that could have united the nation. It really could have. We could have bonded against the common enemy. But instead, no Epstein list, and so now you have a public frothing at the mouth, basically, for the public humiliation that we were anticipating and we did not get. I'm serious about this. This is honestly my thing. Because I don't think this would have taken off quite the way it did. The reaction was funny. I mean, it was like, oh, ha-ha. But people were hunting down the two people in the video and the other girl in the video. And then they're spamming the spouses. And it's just this whole crazy thing. And I'm like, why is everyone going so crazy about this? And I think it's because of Jeffrey Epstein. I think that's why. That's my theory. We were promised a public flogging and we didn't get it. And as the mob rule goes, you don't just let the mob cannot go unsatiated. Okay. You're going to have to get it from somewhere. It's not going to be from the Epstein list. It's going to be from something else. And this is it. These people are getting, and they probably deserve. I mean, listen, come on. How comfortable are you that you're at that concert with your coworkers? Bumping and grinding like it's an R. Kelly show. I will give everyone involved a little bit of credit. It was an age-appropriate office romance, which you don't often see that, okay?
Well, that's just what we saw on the camera.
That's well, I'm just saying, between those two people, it appeared they were age-appropriate for each other. I'm sure that's of no consolation to the spouses here, but it is just a thing that I happen to notice. What do you mean what we saw on camera? What are you talking about?
Oh, I was just saying, like, you know, maybe they were doing more. Not just
well, whatever they were doing, it doesn't matter. They're age appropriate. The point is, it was age appropriate.
Okay,
their actual behavior may not have been appropriate.
They're in the age range.
The age was appropriate.
Gotcha.
It's not like Bill and Jordan here. I mean, we're talking about, you know, couple of people in there. What's that old people dating website? It's like goldenyears.com or whatever. What's that thing called? Hopefully, I never have to sign up for it. But there is like our time.com. Yeah, our time. There's your ad for ourtime.com right there. And also maybe Cialis. But anyway.
New sponsor now in the Christian Arkin Show.
That's right. That is my theory. I think it's a solid theory. I know there's some people probably laughing it off. Oh, Arkin doesn't know what he's talking about. I think I'm on to something here. I really do. That being said, if they had stayed still and not reacted the way that they did, this certainly wouldn't have gone viral in the same way. They could have been found out, but it wouldn't have gone viral like this. I mean, there's absolutely no way that would have happened.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And while it seemed as though they were very comfortable, they weren't so comfortable. Like, I heard it, I saw people online being like, you don't know what their home status was like. Maybe they're in open marriages. Maybe there's this. Maybe they're that. Well, if they were, then they're not blasting apart like that. You know what I mean? They're not, oh, my God, get off the kiss cam, blah, 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 blah. And then there's this. We're still doing these kiss cam, you know, like, is this still a thing? I'm very surprised that that's still something that's going on, like, at concerts. At a ball game, maybe, yeah, okay, but, like, at concerts? You doing those things at concerts? That's a little weird, considering that most people at concerts are blitzed, you know? Like, you put the camera on a crowd at a concert, you might see some weird stuff. Like, people do weird stuff at concerts. And at Coldplay, I mean, my God. That's why you shouldn't go.
I feel like Coldplay, though, is more family-friendly.
Maybe. I mean, listen. There's a couple of families not too happy with the people at the Coldplay show these days. I hate Coldplay. I am not a fan of their music.
What did you say in the crossover? Too much piano?
Too much piano for me. And it's not to say I don't like piano. I do. I love piano. In fact, I played the piano when I was a kid. I played old Scott Joplin songs at like recitals and stuff. I'm not kidding. Maybe I'll find some old footage of that someday. I'm sure my parents still have it. But I was a pretty good piano player when I was a kid. And I used to play Scott Joplin like ragtime songs at piano recitals. And it was pretty good. So I love piano. It's not that I don't like piano. I just don't like Coldplay piano. Billy Joel, Scott Joplin, Ray Charles, Thelonious Monk. You know, there's a lot of great pianists out there. But when I hear, what's that song? The song with the piano that Coldplay was, Clocks? I hate that song. Oh, my God, do I hate that song. Whenever I think of Coldplay, I just think of that one stupid song.
Yeah, one of the rejoins I played earlier was the Sky Full of Stars one. That went dun, 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 dun. That's all piano right there.
Which one?
I might need to play it again.
All right, play it again. I probably don't like it either. I just don't like their brand of piano rock. I don't know. What do you even call it? What are they, a rock band? Is Coldplay a rock band? They play rock and roll music? What do they play?
They're a pop band.
Adult contemporary pop rock. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know. If I like their songs better, I'd have a completely different, and I understand why people like them. It's not like they're bad musicians, and it's not like that fella has a bad voice or anything. It's just, I don't know. There's something about it. I just, get out of here. This sounds like an EDM song. Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like their piano. The way they play piano annoys me. Turn this off. We're going to play some real bad. Come back with some Ray Charles in the next segment. That's a guy playing the piano.
I'll come back with Steve Joplin.
Scott Joplin, actually. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. That's your New England Nightly News, the one thing that happened at the show last night. Oh, geez, you know what? Can we get Dave in here? Dave, if you're on video, come on in here. Dave was at the concert last night. I meant to go to him much, much sooner, but he was boots on the ground at the concert. Dave, I'll give you a second to make your way down the hallway. They put the video people as far away from the studio as they possibly can, which thank God, by the way. But, yeah, here he is. Dave is grabbing a microphone in the producer studio. You were at the show last night.
I was.
Now,
yes.
Did you see Ted or anybody else? Any of the other EEI people who were there?
I think Ted went Tuesday.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, I was there last night.
So, where were you sitting? Were you sitting near these people?
No, I'm pretty sure I was on the other side. They were on, like, the right side. I was on the left with my family. But
What song were they doing?
So, it was in between. It's this, they call it the Jumbotron song, where so, the whole premise of it is, you know, they'll zoom in on people and he'll make lyrics on the spot about them.
And they do this like all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a bunch of videos of it. The first guy, it was like his birthday. So they sang happy birthday and all that. And then they go to this couple and you're like, okay, normal couple. Then the dude just drops down below the camera and you're like, okay, well, they're up to no good.
Okay. Like, so they were going to sing a song about that couple. Because everyone's like, oh, if they had just stayed there holding each other, then this wouldn't have been a thing.
Yeah.
Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
That's pretty good by him right there. I wonder how many times that's happened. How many times they zoomed in on a couple and they were like, no, not us. It's probably happened more than once, I would think. This is, you know, sin-filled world that we live in. So what was the reaction?
Well, I was very confused. People around me were confused. It seemed like it was just a whole state of confusion. They moved on pretty quickly, but even it felt like the camera guy didn't know what to do. Like they panned to another person, made a song about them. Then they went to another couple, and Chris Martin's like, "You guys are a couple, right?" Like just making sure. But yeah, that was about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, if I don't know how well versed these people were in the Coldplay show, but you go to a concert of a band that has a Jumbotron song where they just freestyle a song about the people on the Jumbotron, that you could be on the Jumbotron. That's wow. I can see why they picked them. They were an attractive looking couple, you know, like for a couple of
old-timers. Way it was looking, they had the guy's arm around like probably just stick to holding hands.
Or not doing any of that, since, you know, you're married to other people. You could also do that. But, yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Boots on the ground. That's David Azer. He runs our video with some insight into what we all saw secondhand. He saw it firsthand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.